This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Crime writer Karen Slaughter has sold more than 40 million books, has more than 20 instant New York Times best-selling novels, including the Will Trent series that's a hit show on ABC. Her latest is called We Are All Guilty Here, the first book in her new North Falls series. She tells Debbie Monterey the town is run by the powerful Clifton family, which was inspired by a real powerful family in the news.
Probably familiar with, and that's the Murdoch murders happening in the Carolinas. And I thought about small towns and how we love small towns, and we love this idea as Americans of these dynastic families. And sometimes they're bad. Sometimes after a few generations, they take a little too much for themselves, or they get the idea that they're above the law. And that was really the genesis for starting We Are All Guilty Here and the North Falls series, is to talk about this family, the Cliftons, in this small county in southwestern Georgia. And there are good Cliftons and bad Cliftons, and there are rich Cliftons and poor Cliftons, and they're everywhere in the city. They're in law enforcement, the prosecutor's office, the defender's office, everywhere you would think that you know, so a family probably shouldn't have that much control. They're in control.
Why do we love crime stories, Karen?
You know, I can only speak for myself. And I think as a woman, we're raised from a very young age to be aware of crime in a way that young boys are not. You know, when my nephew went to college, his mom said, okay, you know, don't get drunk and don't get a girl pregnant. And then when my niece went to college, there was a big sit down. And don't do this and don't do that and be careful of this. And, you know, all these sorts of things that we learn as women to be aware of that we don't often think about. And, you know, true crime and crime novels reinforce those lessons. I think it's a little cathartic to think, wow, that I'm so glad that didn't happen to me. But also, I think that women are very puzzle oriented. They like figuring out puzzles. They want to know why people do the things they do and why relationships splinter and why they come together and all these world building sorts of things that crime novels do.
You are also the founder of the Save the Library Project. Libraries have been under attack lately. I don't have to tell you. What do you do with Save the Libraries Project?
Our mission is twofold. Initially, we started in 08 to try to give money to libraries in need because of the economic downturn, which was very devastating for public services, particularly libraries. And they're so important. You know, when the economy is in the toilet, that's the time you need libraries most. People still need the pleasure of reading. Children still need a place to go. There are so many different things, as you know, that the library offers a community outside of books. Many children relied on hotspots during the pandemic from their library in order to be at school virtually. But the second part of the mission is developed because of, I'll just call them lunatics who are out there trying to ban books and who are calling in death threats to librarians and libraries, and who are just so angry that there are books at the library that they don't like. And I am encouraging people to use their voice, because there are more of us than there are of them. There's no time in the history of recorded man when someone who wants to ban a book has been the good guy. And libraries are meant to serve the entire community. So if you have a lot of people who read the Bible in your community, your library is going to have the Bible. If you have someone who is interested in otters, there should be a book on otters in that library. And if you are someone who doesn't want to read a book on otters, that doesn't give you a right to tell other people, parents in particular, that their children should not read about otters. And so what I'm telling the people now, in addition to giving money to our wonderful library foundations and trying to raise money for your local branch, use your voice to support the librarians and the libraries, because without them, we're not really a functioning society.
That's Karen Slaughter, a guest on Book Chat with Debbie Monterey and St. Louis Public Library.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.